Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the chief through essential checking, cash rewards checking, interest checking, relationship checking, or a relationship money market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Man, what a weekend last weekend for a freshman wrestler over at Rock Ridge by the name of Thomas Sowards. He wins the title at the Erie Tournament at 126 pounds. So tell us about kind of one of your first big experiences as a freshman at a high school invite like that, Thomas Sowards. Take us through the bracket last week. You get to the championship match and you win that thing.
Yeah, I was hoping to just place in that tournament, and then as the tournament kept going on, I kept winning each of my matches, thinking that I'd have a tougher next match. But I got to the finals and I finally wrestled a kid that I've wrestled before and known that he's beatable, and I ended up winning that match.
Give us a breakdown of the final match. What happened in that, and what were the keys to your victory, you think?
Well, I definitely think that I won that match mentally going onto the mat, just because I had beaten the kid that I'd wrestled before a couple years back. And then just knowing that when I can get someone on the ground or taken down to the mat, then I'm going to turn them and put them on their back as quick as I possibly can.
All right. And you win the Erie invite last Saturday. What's the biggest adjustment? Well, maybe this is an unfair question because you've won a nice tournament right off the bat in your freshman year, but what have you noticed about going from junior high to high school wrestling?
A lot of the kids are way more mature, bigger, faster, stronger, better wrestlers than junior high.
And you had great success at the junior high level. You were a state champion.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Tell us about kind of that experience for you, ending your junior high campaign and then kind of transitioning into the high school wrestling season.
Yeah, well, seventh grade, I placed third. And then going into my eighth grade season, I was wanting to get on the top of the podium and win that. And once I did, I felt amazing. And then going into this year, my biggest goal is to get onto the podium at state.
All right, so I know we're still fairly early in the high school wrestling season as we approach the Christmas holiday break. What are some of the things you have kind of marked on your schedule where you say, this is going to be big for me to see where I kind of fit in with this, you know, elite high school wrestling talent? Are there a couple of events you look at on the schedule where you're looking forward to?
Yeah, definitely Abe's Rumble in the Pit. They say Abe's is the dual team tournament, and that's supposed to be the toughest dual team tournament in the state of Illinois. And then the Pit, which is the individual tournament, and that's supposed to be the toughest individual tournament. And I'll be able to see kids from all over the state and see who's the better and who's beatable. And
Yeah, the Abe's Rumble, I know that's over the Christmas holiday break in Springfield.
Yep.
The Pit is basically right prior to kind of the individual state wrestling tournament. So what are some of the things you look at as we talk to you here, you know, on December 20th? So what are some of the things when you get in the wrestling room and you say, hey, I really need to work on this to get better as the season progresses, if I want to make some serious noise when, you know, the postseason rolls around with the IHSA wrestling? What are those specific things you really look at?
My coach has been getting me to get more physical when I'm wrestling and get more mean when I'm wrestling. I'm more of a kind of laid back wrestler. I'm like to do my technique a lot, but my coaches have been pushing me to get more physical when I'm wrestling. They think it's going to help me down the road when I'm wrestling kids that have good technique, just like I do.
And then as far as where you're at weight wise, 126 pounds, just tell us about that. Is that a pretty good position for you? Is that where you really want to be at?
I mean, yeah, I think I can do good at this weight. I would have rather went down to 120 at the beginning of the year, but I just couldn't get down there. So 126 is going to have to be where I'm at for the rest of the season.
All right. And then I know another big thing is you really like to be pushed in the wrestling room with a workout partner or maybe a couple workout partners. Mm-hmm. Are you getting that, you think? Who do you tangle with in the wrestling room that makes you better?
I wrestle with a couple older and bigger kids. One of them is Jude Finch. He wrestles at 132. I wrestle with him a lot, and he pushes me a lot and to get better.
That's a good workout partner to have, and I know he's expected to have a big season. And then Ryan Lohr was also a winner at Erie Provincetown, and we'll likely talk to him before the wrestling season is over. So tell us about your love of wrestling. How far does that go back? When did you really pick up the sport and the love for the sport?
I think I started wrestling in second grade, so I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I didn't really start, like, heavy into it until sixth grade is when I, like, really got into it. I started wrestling over the summer more, and I started to slowly get, or quickly get better and better and better to where I am now.
Yeah, what a nice way to kind of begin is freshman year at Rock Ridge, winning the tournament at Erie this past weekend. Yeah. Thomas Sowards, nice going, man. Keep up the good work, and we'll have fun following your progress here in the 2023-2024 wrestling season. Nice going so far.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.